miniature golf tournament.
It was terrific, Reba.
Dad missed a shot and smashed the clown head with his putter.
Hey, I got a hole-in-one on the windmill. Nobody mentions that.
So where's Kira?
I mean, I hadn't seen her in 3 days. You still got her, don't you?
Well, we asked her to go, but I guess she didn't feel like it. I'm learning that when she goes like this with her face, it means no.
You know, Kira used to love miniature golf.
She also used to love her Little Mermaid feety pajamas. But people grew out of that stuff.
Not always.
Unpleasant.
Hey, remember how I used to say it was neat to watch Kira becoming so spirited? I was wrong. And it's not so much spirited as it's...
Ornery?
No.
Ornery and downright mean?
Can I put my 2 cents in? You see, in preparation for Kira moving into our house, I have been reading a lot of articles about child rearing.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. You're gonna raise a teenager by reading articles? Let me know how that goes.
And I've learned that the key thing teens need in their lives is structure. And by structure, I mean rules. I think you'll be impressed when you see the change in our little Kira's attitude when she finally realizes she's not the boss.
Sounds to me like you better start looking for your third wife.
Pirates are planted in the past. Though my life is changing fast, who I am is who I want to be. A single mom who works too hard, who loves her kids and never stops, with gentle hands and the heart of a fighter. I'm a survivor.
Mom, you set a plate for Kira again.
Oh, man. It's the third time this week.
You really miss her, don't you? Hey, you know what? I could go slam a door or stomp up the stairs or something. Oh, no, no, no. I know. I hate everyone and everything.
You got the words, honey, but you ain't got the music. Hey, how was Woodstock?
I didn't get any sleep last night. My head feels like one of those snow globe things that you shake. Except instead of snowflakes, it's filled with not sleeping flakes.
So what kept you up? Working on your metaphors?
I don't know what could have kept me up. Could have been the stress from starting classes this week. Or it could have been Cheyenne snoring.
I do not snore.
You practically suck the drapes off the window.
Mom, tell him I don't snore.
Well, at least you don't make that wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee sound.
All right, well, you know, if it's so bad, why don't you just go sleep in Kira's old room?
Or I could sleep in our room and you could sleep down by the wharf and guide ships through the fog.
Ships. You know nothing about ships.
She snored in the womb. I didn't sleep for 9 months.
This is getting bad, Mrs. H. I'm telling you, don't be surprised if this sleep deprivation thing starts to make me act, I don't know, a little goofy.
Kira, you're here. Oh my gosh, look at you. You've grown so much.
You're not gonna cry and get all mushy just because I came over, are you?
Oh, of course not.
I missed you too, Mom.
You did? Well, come, sit down, sit down. Tell me everything. Start from the minute you started missing me.
Mom.
Okay, start anywhere you want.
Well, I'm thinking about joining choir.
Choir? Okay, well, tell me about choir. Why choir?
Well, there's sort of a boy.
A boy? Oh, my gosh.
You have just shared an intimate detail in your life.
And now I'm starting to regret it.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. It's just great to get to talk to you. Look at us. We're sitting here happy, talking. You know, you moving over there with your dad might not be such a bad thing after all. Maybe all the kids ought to move over there with him.
Hi, Reba.
Hey.
Hey there, Smokey. I think somebody forgot their sweater.
Okay, again, the Snooky thing?
Uh-huh.
Please stop that. Right. And I didn't forget my sweater. I told you I don't need one.
What's the rule, Kira? When it's under 60 Fahrenheit, a sweater will be wearing tight.
I have to get to school. Can I talk to you later, Mom?
Sure, call me. I'm in the book. Under T for talk, talk, talk.
I also need to check your homework.
No, you don't need to check my homework. And you don't have to chase me down the street with sweaters and hats. I'm 14. Can I just handle my own life?
Of course.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
I encourage her to speak frankly with me.
Looks like it's working. Yeah.
Hey, honey. Funniest thing happened today. I'm supposed to extract Tara Peterson's upper sixes and her lower fours. Only Penny puts the x-ray on the screen upside down, so it looks like I'm supposed to extract her upper fours and her lower sixes. Only I know for a fact she doesn't have any upper fours because I extracted them last spring. So I'm like, whoa! That's a true story. So, how was your day?
Oh, my day? Turn it down! She has been punishing me with her music ever since she came home late without calling to say she'd be late, and I asked her why she didn't call.
Yeah, but I thought that was a nighttime rule.
Oh, so we should only set limits for Kira at night. Wake up, Brock! Juvie Hall is full of kids that went bad in the daylight!
Barbara Jean, honey, do we have to get into it with Kira every night?
You know, I'm starting to feel like you're not with me on this rules thing. Honey, I know discipline isn't easy, but she needs it. And I have a great new system I got from an article I was reading.
Hey, another article.
Ta-da!
Is that a doghouse?
Yes, and four little dogs. Brock, Barbara Jean, Henry, and Kira. From now on, when someone breaks a rule, like not calling when they're going to be late, their little dog goes in the doghouse.
Has Kira seen this yet?
No, I just put it up.
Take it down. I love you, Barbara Jean. I don't want to lose you. Take it down.
She's coming.
Take it down.
Take it down. Take it down. Take it down.
Hey, sweetie.
Hey. Oh, whoops. We don't have any drinks. Who wants milk?
Oh, no. No beverages with dinner.
What was that?
New rule. I was reading this article by this doctor. Well, not a doctor. He's the kind of doctor where you don't have to go to school. And he says that it's better for your digestion if you drink your beverages after your meal.
Let's see.
Okay.
Congratulations.
For the rule. Thank you, Kira.
Yeah, I didn't think it was possible to come up with a dumber one than slice the bananas lengthwise, but you did it.
New rule. No saying dumb at the table.
New rule. No being dumb at the table.
Okay.
Yes.
Let's just relax.
Do I really have to put up with these rules?
Well...
Your father and I are in agreement on all the rules, Kira.
Fine. I'm going to the mall with Mom tonight. I'll just get something there.
Thanks for the backup, France.
No drinks at dinner? No drinks at dinner? You served hot wings and crackers. Next time, why don't you just put a salt lick on the table?
Oh. Well, I'm sorry. Next time, I'll just run the menu by Kira. She seems to be running the house.
This house?
Yeah.
The big house?
Yeah.
Or do you mean the dog house?
New rule. You're sleeping on the couch.
New rule. I didn't mean it, honey.
Arguing again. We never argue, Mr. Boopy Woo Woo.
I know, Mrs. Boopy Woo Woo.
Hey, homeowners.
Hey, Reba.
Kara and I are going to the music store. She asked me. On the phone. That's right. She called me. Because I'm her buddy. Can't believe I'm going to say this, but I really like this arrangement. How's it working out for y'all?
She's tearing us apart!
We'll go after her, Mr. Whoopie Boo Boo.
Ah, this just keeps getting better.
Wow, Kira must be making their lives miserable.
I know. I mean, I know.
Well, hello, ladies. You both look lovely and well-rested, or is that just me?
Boy, you're in a good mood.
Oh, yeah, I slept in Kira's old room last night. I feel like Van Van Winkle.
Yeah, well, I had a lousy night. Apparently, I can't sleep without someone screaming, "Fumble!" 5 times a night.
Why would I be dreaming about football when I sleep with a wood chipper?
Fumble! Fumble! Fumble!
Okay, Reba, we need to ask you for a huge favor.
Hey, anything for the Boopy Woo Woos.
It's about Kira.
What about her?
We want you to order her to listen to us.
Why would you need me to do that? You're her father.
Yeah, but when I lived here, all I ever had to say was, listen to your mother. Well, that doesn't work unless you tell her something first. Come on, Reba, you gotta help us. We have to live with her every day.
You don't understand what it's like?
No, I understand perfectly. See, for the last few months, I thought Kira hated my guts. But then I realized she don't hate me. She hates the person telling her what to do.
Yeah, we get that.
Well, get this. I don't have to be that person anymore. I get to be the person who stands here and says, ha ha.
So you're not gonna help us?
Nope. I like my new relationship with Kira, and I'm not gonna do anything to ruin it. But I will tell you this. Ha ha.
Cheyenne, this is a tape of you snoring. Okay, so like I said, this is a tape of you snoring. And call Adamson Tuesday regarding the merger.
What were you doing? You were taping me snoring.
Aha! So you admit you snore.
Oh, yeah, I snore like you have a merger, liar.
Hey! On trying to do my homework. It's addition, okay? It's not easy. What's the matter? Why are you guys fighting so much?
Because she snores.
Remember what Grandma said?
You mean that crazy thing about not touching wood?
She said that after Grandpa died, she never slept good because she missed the sound of his snoring.
Oh, yeah, I do remember her saying that.
She is pretty smart for a woman who kept Kleenex in her sleeve.
I'm sorry I snore.
No, please. I love your snoring. And don't die. Don't die.
Oh, I love you too, Vian.
Oh, and then when we're sleeping tonight, together, I'm going to get a tape of you actually snoring because it is the most beautiful sound in the world to me. Okay? And then if you do ever die, I can still get a good night's sleep.
Hey, I was just,
fighting crime?
Oh. No, centering, you know, breathing in the calm, breathing out the conflict.
Your conflict could use a tic-tac.
Oh.
Well, I'm here for Kira. We're going to the art museum.
Oh, she's not home yet. But she's not late. You can't be late in the daytime, only at night. I think that's a fair rule, right?
Your house, your rules.
Correcto mundo. And you have to have rules, right?
I don't speak Spanish, but yes, you have to have rules.
You know, even if you get that face, you know, every time you try to tell them one, you know, you still gotta try, you know?
Aren't you all right?
Reba, I'm losing it, baby. I'm going around the bend. Reba, what's the secret? How did you handle that kid? You gotta tell me.
All right, listen to me. Kira is not a kid. She's a teenager. Do you know what a teenager is?
A demon.
A bully. What I mean is, if they know you're scared, you're dead.
But I am scared.
Of course you're scared. You're dealing with a demon. What it comes down to is this. You gotta pick your battles.
What?
The parent with the most rules, they don't win. You just keep them safe. Teach them respect. And only when you're forced to, bring the hammer down.
Well, that's it?
That's it.
Okay.
You owe me 50 bucks.
Oh, hey, Mom. Sorry I'm late.
You're not late. The sun's out.
Meeting with my choir director.
I want to hear all about it. And I want to hear about you know who.
Oh, jeez.
Here, before you go, could you bring your backpack up to your room?
Can I do it later?
Well, that's not the rule.
Hey, you know what's on TV tonight? Oh, it's that new reality show called Pick Your Battles. A lot like Survivor.
Okay. Sure, Kira, you can do it later. But, just so we're clear, I could have brought the hammer down.
What? Oh, Kira, maybe we should go.
No, hang on, Mom. What are you trying to do, Barbara Jean? Are you just showing off with all this rule stuff? Well, you know what? I've had enough. You are totally clueless.
Kira, you cannot talk to her like that.
I'm just sick of all these stupid rules, okay?
Well, I don't care if you make fun of some half-baked rule, but you will show some respect to your stepmother.
What is this? You're taking her side?
No, I'm taking your side by not allowing you to be disrespectful. Now, apologize.
Apologize? No way.
You were rude, so apologize. My rule, do it. No. Then you get your butt upstairs, young lady, because you're grounded.
What? You can't ground me here. Only Barbara Jean can. And she won't.
Grounded.
I'm sorry, what's that?
It's not gonna happen, Mom.
Ground her.
Kira, you're...
You're kidding me.
Yeah, that's right. You heard me. You're grounded. It's hammer time.
Leave this.
We can go to the museum some other day.
No, I don't think we will, Mom, because I like to go to museums with my friends.
Grounded! And there's plenty more where that came from, young lady! Oh, Reba! We did it! Oh, Reba, I'm sorry you had to do that. Looks like you ruined your new relationship with Kira.
Nah, that's okay. I don't need a new relationship with her. Being her buddy was fun. It was easy. Do you know what? Fighting with Kira right then, that's the first time I felt like her mother since she moved out.
Huh. I want to be you so bad.
Everybody does.